Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm features editor Holly Byrne, and today I'm joined by Swedish-born, London-educated, and now Sydney-based interior designer Anna Karin McNamara, who's here to share her expert advice on Scandinavian style. Welcome to the studio, Anna Karin.
Thank you, Holly.
Now, Scandinavian style is one of the most popular styles at the moment, one of the most well-known and timeless styles, but there are a lot of different interpretations. What do you define Scandinavian style as?
I have three principles that when I design, I work with, and that is simplicity, functionality, and sustainability.
Where do you think people are going wrong? What are the most common misconceptions you see with, there's a lot of mass furniture out at the moment that people are putting the Scandi tag on. Where is it going wrong, do you feel?
I think it's around the aspect of sustainability and not so much maybe in how it's, well, it is in how it's made, because sustainability to me means that it's built to last. So if you have the time frame of, say, 100 years of something, which a lot of Scandinavian manufacturers have, because they see it as how long would it take for this tree to grow to that size again? And it might take 100 years. So I need to produce something that can last for 100 years. And I think a lot of the Scandinavian style that people are trying to create is more of a look rather than that aspect of how it is made and who made it and how long will it last. And then it becomes more of a pastiche than a, maybe an authentic representation of something that is made by hand, by craftspeople with that notion in mind. It's, this is made to last for my grandchildren.
And because it is so sustainable and thoughtfully made and produced, it can be quite expensive to really invest in good design as it is. What would be your advice to invest without totally draining your bank if you wanted to bring some more Scandinavian style into your home?
I think it's like with the fashion, you invest in the pieces that will make sort of the most impact. And if you have one item, it will lift the whole room. And you can, for example, if you're looking at dining chairs, you might not necessarily buy all 10. You could buy one chair, and you know that that's what you want to get eventually, because you're going to have these chairs for the rest of your life, most likely. Very rarely do we, if we invest and buy a chair, we're not going to throw it out after the next season as we do with clothes. So I think look at the little bits and then build on it. Another mindset around it is really important. I have a friend who has a fashion furniture homeware store, and she says the decision-making process for someone who buys a pair of shoes is instant. A pair of shoes can cost $300, and they buy one and probably one in each color if they really love them and without a blink. If they spend the same amount of money on, say, a light fitting, they will need to come back four times. They need to speak to their partner about it. They need to test it in their home before they make the same purchase. So I think when it comes to our homes, it's easy to neglect the fact that we are going to have these pieces for a very long time. So if we put the same amount of thought on what we buy when it comes to clothing or maybe cosmetics or when it comes to other things, I think our homes would probably look quite different, and we wouldn't have the issue of feeling that we need to renew them all the time.
That's a great point. I love the comparison to the shoes. Now, if we're heading out to go furniture shopping, looking to bring some Scandinavian style into our home,
what should we be looking out for on the product? Should we be looking for those big iconic designer names, or is there something specific we should be looking for, or questions we should be asking when we're going into shops looking for these pieces?
Well, I think that everything carries an energy with it. So I think when you go in and look at things, ask how it's made, ask where it's made, lift it, look at it on the outside, look at the stitching of the fabric on the chair. Can you see that it's even, or is it a bit sloppy done? Because I think an item in when you bring it home will exude some energy. And I think whoever made it will kind of come into your home to some degree. And I think if you walk into a store and the salesperson is really enthusiastic and know a lot about it, where it comes from, how it's made, who designed it, I think that is showing that this is a piece that carry a history and it has a story in it, which you then also value it more because you have that feeling. If you touch the handle of a chair and you know someone has polished that with their hand, with a sandpaper, it gives a completely different feeling than if it's gone through a machine and it's not as sort of tactile.
And what are the top three items of furniture we could be looking for to invest in Scandinavian style furniture that will make the biggest impact in our space?
Well, I have three favourite designers, so I would choose from each one of them when it comes to furniture, and that's Hans Wegner, Arne Jacobsen and Alvar Aalto. So from Aalto, I would probably choose, it depends on your budget, but say you wanted to bring in, you can do something as little as a cutting board that is the shape of the Aalto vase, which is based on the topography of Finland, or you can go with his tea trolley. Hans Wegner has designed lots of exquisite chairs, so I would probably choose one of his chairs. That's Carl Hansen, his manufacturer, or Fritz Hansen.
Do you have a favourite chair?
Yes, I have. It's the CH, I think I can, it's CH27. I might have to check on that. But it's got the paper cord rope in it, and it's quite a low chair. Yeah, that's my favourite. And then Arne Jacobsen is the other one, and I would choose the swan chair from him, and that is an investment.
That is, and it's beautiful, isn't it? It just had its 60th anniversary, a true testament to Scandinavian style, really, isn't it, that it's still so popular?
It is, and it was designed for the hotel, the Royal Hotel in Copenhagen, both the swan chair and the egg chair.
Amazing. Full of facts. Well, thank you so much for joining me once again. It was a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.